Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, the largest genetics-based study of multiple sclerosis ever conducted is casting significant doubt on the controversial liberation therapy, and that MS is a vascular condition caused by blocked neck veins. The study identified more than 24 new genetic variants common to people with MS and found the majority of genes involved are pivotal to the immune system. The discovery strongly suggests MS originates as an inflammatory immune response and casts aside what the study calls eccentric and maverick ideas that it's caused by vein abnormalities. The study was conducted at the University of Cambridge. It's being called the most significant advance in cancer research in decades. Scientists are reporting their first clear success with a new approach for treating leukemia.
Blood was taken from each patient, and the T cells the body uses to fight disease were removed. Scientists then inserted a modified, harmless version of HIV into those cells, and millions of those genetically engineered cells were then injected back into the patients. Their intent was to use the patient's own blood cells to kill their cancer cells. It worked. They targeted cancer cells and not only destroyed the existing cancer, but new cancer as it emerged.
And ABC's Lindsay Davis says the study was done at the University of Pennsylvania. It was only done on 3 patients, but the American Cancer Association says it's an exciting study because it takes principles they've been working on for decades and now produces results.